Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Florida Panthers are on the verge of going back to the Stanley Cup Final for the second straight year and third time in franchise history. They keep winning close games. Every game in this series has been close. Four straight by a goal. But this one didn't go to overtime. Anton Lundell broke a tie with about 9.5 minutes left. And the Panthers held on and beat the Rangers 3-2 at the Garden in the Eastern Conference Final Game 5 last night. Gustav Forsling and Sam Bennett also scored for Florida. And Sergei Bobrovsky made 25 saves to help the Panthers win their second straight game in this best-of-seven series. Of course, they lost to the Vegas Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup Final last year. Sam Bennett said that the Panthers aren't talking about a return trip to the Cup Final. They're focused on each game in front of them. But the memory of last season is positive. He said, I think it helps a lot just to know the grind. You know how hard it is, how much it takes to have success, to make it this far. It takes a lot. We learned a lot last year. Chris Kreider and Lafreniere also scored for the Rangers. And Igor was unbelievable. Shesterkin made 34 saves. He was on his game again. But the President's Trophy winners needed to win that game last night. Now they have to win two straight to return to the final for the first time since 2014 when King Henrik was in the pipes. Zibanejad had two assists in the game last night. They're going to have to win game six Saturday night in Sunrise. The Panthers can end the series there. The Prince of Wales trophy will be in the hizzy. If a seventh game is necessary, it's going to be at MSG on Broadway where the Panthers have won twice already in this series. It's the first time the Rangers have faced elimination in the playoffs this season. We'll see how they do. Their captain, Jacob Trouba, said, there's nothing to say. Your back is against the wall. We have to bring our best game to survive another day. It was 1-1 in the third, and the go-ahead goal came after the Rangers lost the puck in the Florida end. 8-2 Luostarinen and got the puck, found Lundell at the blue line. His shot from the right circle as he skated in, beat Shesterkin. It looked like it was deflected. Many of the Panthers gave Tarasenko credit for attempting to tip the puck in front of Shesterkin. They thought it might have affected the goalie. Lundell said, we had chance after chance after chance and just kept grinding. Of course, Lundell, along with Luostarinen, was stopped in close by Shesterkin on shots made between their legs earlier in the period. Lundell said, we had some great chances. Finally, we got the goal. So Bennett added the empty netter with 1:52 left, and they needed it. When Lafreniere scored with 50 seconds left, the Rangers never got another shot, though. Paul Maurice, the coach of the Panthers, said, as the emotion increases in the series, the closer you get to the end, every single play, small plays count. Of course, the Panthers blocked 17 shots and had a giveaway. Peter Laviolette said the series has been very tight. He said, we need to capitalize on some of the ones that we did generate, and we weren't able to do that tonight. It was, like I said, it was tight. The game was tight. I thought we had looks, and I thought we had chances, and it just didn't go in. Came down to one goal, so it's a 2-1 game. As for Kreider and Zibanejad, they had been scoreless in the first four games of the series. They combined to give New York the lead with a shorty at 2:04 of the second period. Kreider broke up a play at the blue line, nudged the puck over to Zibanejad, and then got the return pass back to him, entering the zone, and he beat Bobrovsky with a filthy backhanded move, like stopped on a dime and then went to his backhand and pushed it in easily around his pad. And the place went nuts, and everybody thought they were going to win, and the Garden was rocking. It was Kreider's eighth goal of the playoffs and the Rangers' sixth shorthanded goal, tying the team postseason record set in 78-79. New York went on to the Stanley Cup Final, losing to the Canadiens in five games in that season. Forsling tied it a little more than 6 minutes later. He took a pass from Bennett and beat Shesterkin with a backhander that the goalie deflected, but not enough to keep it out of the net. It was Forsling's fourth goal and 11th point of the playoffs. The first period was crazy. Both teams had great chances. Bobrovsky stopped Hedel and Trocheck in close, and Igor turned aside a Stenlin chance, getting help from the post on Bennett's all-alone backhander standing on the doorstep, point-blank range. Tink, it hit the post and didn't go in. It was a hell of a game, and the Panthers got it done. And now they go home to the Everglades, to Sunrise, near the Sawgrass, for a chance to hoist the Wales Trophy and go to the Stanley Cup Final. We'll see it go down tomorrow night in South FLA with all of that gorgeous hunk, hunk, hunk. Well, the Dallas Stars were bummed in how they gave up five unanswered goals on Wednesday night in the loss at the Rogers in Edmonton. 5-2, they got dropped by the Oilers. Losing is one thing, but they blew a two-goal lead early. That's what made them upset. But the series is tied at twos as it resumes tonight, and it's a best-of-three affair now to reach the Stanley Cup Final for these two in the West. Joe Pavelski said for this group, it's just reset. The Stars forward said it's not supposed to be easy. Teams are playing hard, fighting for their lives. We all understand how close we are getting to the next round, and we know what that next round is. It really doesn't matter how they blew a 2-0 lead the other night in Edmonton, because they're playing tonight. They're dropping the puck tonight, and it really is a must-win for both teams. And it's been an entertaining series. Of course, the Stars had a comeback in their Game 3 win. They were down 2, came back and won 5-3. In fact, they were down 2, scored 3 straight, went up 3-2. And then Iceland with a couple of more. Jamie Benn of the Stars said, there's a lot of good teams in this league, the captain said. They're a good team, and we feel we're a good team, and that's why we play 60 minutes. They had a strong effort. They got it done. We'll move on, and we're ready for the next one tonight. So they both traveled. Nobody knows how Chris Tanev of the Stars is doing. He left midway through that game after blocking a shot with his foot. He was in a walking boot after the game. Ben said he's one of the ultimate warriors in this league. I don't care if the guy's foot is broken or something. He's not going to be effective at all. That's all there is to it. The Stars want a rebound from the loss. The Oilers are trying to build off of that win, and they would love to win Game 5 in Dallas and go home to the Rogers and have a shot to win and go to the Stanley Cup Final. Edmonton feels pretty positive right now. Leon Draisaitl said, every win gives you a little bit more belief. We know how good we can be, and when we put everything together, we're a really hard team to beat. on top of the fact that they had five goals, the Oilers have been unbelievable on their perfect penalty killing. 23 straight shorthanded situations over the last 8 games. They have clamped down, and especially in the third period against Dallas, and that's why they're in this. Their coach, Knobloch, said, "We took a third period penalty, and this is their opportunity to get back in the game. It's their opportunity to make it 4-3 with plenty of time left on the clock, and we come up with another kill." No matter who we've had in the lineup, we've had a lot of guys in and out there as penalty killers, but everyone stepped up and taken a lot of pride in their job. Knobloch made nice moves, putting Corey Perry and Ryan McLeod in the lineup for the last game as well. And even Philip Broberg on D for Desjardins. Can't wait for tonight. Let's dance.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.